Hello and welcome back to Unbox the Inbox with me, your host, Gary Redmond. On this podcast, you'll learn how to grow your subscription business using the power of free and mostly automated email marketing. We'll hopefully have some fun doing it too. I'm a co-founder of Busterbox.com and also a mentor and coach helping founders like me and you create their dream life through their subscription business. So the topic of this week's episode is I want to talk you through our simple three-step process that we use to sign up 300 to 500 new subscribers for our box each month using email. Okay, not email subscribers, actual sales and subscribers for our box. And I want to talk to you, I also want to calm you down and give you some simple focus work that you need to do and you can toss the rest of the things that are ineffective for email marketing or for growing your box, okay? So you may have come across a scenario where you have an email list of people. It might be small, it might be engaged or unengaged, but when you send emails to those people, you generally get nothing but crickets back, okay? And you're not actually getting a steady supply of sales from your email list. And that's a very common place for a lot of people that I work with to find themselves in the beginning. And for that reason, it might be very hard for you to believe that I'm coming onto this podcast every week or you're reading my emails or whatever, and I keep banging on about email marketing. And it might be very, very hard for you to believe that that is actually a solution to the problems that you have in your subscription box business in terms of growth, customer acquisition, churn reduction, and also upselling, okay? But the topic of today's episode is going to focus on the acquisition part, and I'm going to talk you through the simple process that we use that anybody can implement in their own business. But the first thing I want to do is tell you a quick story about how this came up for me and my business this week. So I started with a new client. She is looking to use email marketing to fix various aspects of her business. We talked a lot about her churn reduction and the strategies that we use, but we moved over, we talked about the acquisition side of the business, and I explained how we use email marketing to have a second sales channel that we can use for free top-up sales, how using email actually reduces our ad costs because we grow our email list as a byproduct of our traffic so we can follow up with those people for free. And I talked about the automations that we use to save ourselves time, okay? So the question she said to me was, okay, so let's talk about acquisition. How many flows do you have? Is it a million? And I was like, a million? No, sure, we only have one. And that flow only has 4 emails in it. And she was like, what? I was like, yeah, like so much stuff in this industry. Like I might tell you lots of different things and different strategies you can use for different areas of the business using email marketing. But in reality, simplicity works and simplicity is most effective. So in terms of our acquisition, I'm going to really talk you through the three-step process, and it actually doesn't involve a million flows or a million emails or anything like that, okay? So the new client was very shocked to hear this, so I thought it would be a good idea to kind of talk you through this as well and give you some insight into how we actually set this up for our business and how I do the same thing with other clients that I work with. Another quick heads up is I'm relaunching my core subscription box email secrets on the 14th of May. You can get access on the 13th if you reply to my emails where I'm asking you to join the First Dibs Club. And in there, you'll get access tomorrow, which is the 13th of May 2024. Okay, so step number one in the three-step process is going to be having an effective email capture strategy from your website. So we don't pay for any lead ads, we don't pay for any emails, we capture them from our website as a byproduct of our traffic, okay? So no matter how small your business is, you must be getting some level of traffic to your website, whether it's through social media, if you are paying for ads, whether they're effective or not, that's how you can drive traffic to your website. The way we do that is a couple of things. The first thing and the most effective thing we have is a sign-up flow, which captures up to 30 to 40% of all of our traffic as an email lead by building the email capture into the sign-up process. The other thing that we have is we have an exit intent wheel. So when someone actually goes to, it doesn't pop up and annoy them the minute they land on the page, but if they go to exit the page, it pops up and says spin the wheel to get a discount. And when they spin the wheel, they enter their email address in order to access a discount. And the thing that we use for that is called Wise Pops. And the good thing is you can actually set like a percentage of how much they're going to win the different prizes. So I think it's like 80% get 5% off, 10% get 10% off, and 10% get 15% off or something like that. So you can have it be unique for people when they go back and they might get a better discount, which makes it more engaging for people who do kind of assume that it's always the same. Okay, people might go back and try again and they might get a better discount, which means they'll convert better. And the other thing that we do is we have an abandoned cart capture. So if someone goes all the way to the end of the checkout and drops off, we also capture their email address there and we use that to follow up with them through email marketing as well. So we've got three separate ways, all effective in their own way, of capturing email addresses from our website. So if we're growing our email list as a byproduct of our sales, and the more emails that we get means the more people we have to follow up with, which automatically means you're going to be getting more sales from your email, assuming that they're any good, okay? So the second thing that we're going to do is to automate the follow-up, okay? So this is where I was talking with the new client about the actual, for our acquisition, we just have one automation, okay? If the emails are sent, the first one is sent after 45 minutes, and that email is a simple reminder, assuming someone dropped off the website and didn't convert right away, and that reminder just tells them about the offer, what they're going to miss out on if they don't continue. And it's assuming that they maybe just didn't have their wallet on them or just got distracted or whatever. But because we captured their email address and because we captured so many, this is automatically a very effective automation. See, a lot of the time people think, oh, we're going to send them an unbelievable email that's going to convince everybody to sign up, when in reality, it's just a numbers game. If you're capturing more leads, what's actually in the emails is not really that important. Well, obviously, it's important, but it's not as important, okay? It's not about the email. It's about the entire process, okay? The second email we send them after one day is going to do a deep dive into what they're actually going to get inside the box or inside their first delivery. So we might talk about the offer, the box, the products, and the experience that the customer is going to get. This is assuming maybe they didn't even really take much of a look at your homepage and just went straight to your email. They gave you their email without actually having much of a look, and they're not really sure what they're going to get. The third email is going to be talking about social proof and case studies of people actually using your box and getting results from it. Okay, so we would have happy dogs, we would have good reviews, we would have all the social proof to show people that this is going to be a good decision to sign up for this box. And this email is also sent after another day. So it's 45 minutes, one day. And then we send them three emails by this point. And the final email is going to be an urgency email. So it's going to be, this is going away, this is what you're going to get, this is what you're going to miss out on if you don't sign up in the next couple of days. And we don't want you to miss out on this, so go ahead and sign up. Again, restate the offer, restate the value of the product. You can throw in some social proof at the bottom of the email. And all these emails should have clear call to actions. Sign up, claim offer, get started inside of each email in big buttons, okay? And that's the end of the automation. So we followed up with them effectively. Like, four emails over 3 days is quite effective and quite, like, not aggressive, but it's quite, marketing-y, if that's a word, okay? And you might be not comfortable with that, but that's the reality of what we found to be effective, okay? The other thing that we do, and like, that is going to capture people who are ready to buy but need to be reminded or persuaded or just told that they need to do it now, okay? That's over 4 days. Okay, but does that mean we just never send them an email again? No, of course not, okay? Because people may not be getting paid for 10 more days or 2 more weeks or 3 more weeks. Or they're just not ready. They're on holidays. They're away. There's something going on in their life that's preventing them from signing up this week. But they will sign up again in 3 weeks or 4 weeks or 6 months. Okay. So what we do, the final part of the 3-step process that we use to get hundreds of subscribers per month using email, is we send regular broadcasts. And a broadcast is a blast to your entire list. So what will happen is, as you set up the first part of this system, your email list will be growing. Someone will convert into customers within the week or so, and that's completely fine. But a lot of people will just hang around on the list, and then you're building up a free sales channel as a byproduct of your traffic. And we have almost 200,000 people in the UK with dogs on our email list now. So you can imagine that when we send emails, they're effective every single time. Okay. But another important point is the median time that people are on our email list to actually, before they buy, is 30 days, 29 days actually. Okay. So it means that the majority of the sales do actually come from people who are fresh to the list. So a lot of people are coming into our ecosystem from our ads and stuff and into our email system. They do buy usually quite quickly, okay? Now, obviously, there are people who hang around for 2 years. Maybe they didn't have a dog or something, whatever. But the fact of the matter is, the effectiveness of this strategy, a lot of it is actually driven by the first step, which is capturing as many emails as possible, okay? The third thing that we do is we send an email. We send one 3 times per week. You don't have to do 3 times. Like, we have a big list, right? So a lot of people are just not going to open it and not going to see it. But we send an email 3 times per week. I would recommend probably 2 times per week for most people that I work with. And the emails are essentially just new offers and new angles on selling the exact same product, okay? So the difficulty the flip, the sort of double-edged sword of our business is we're not selling a million different products. We're selling one product over and over and over again and trying to sell it in different ways. So we might talk about, we might come up with a new offer, for example, and we'll send an email, two or three emails a week about our new offer we're sending, whether that's a free gift, a discount, or a combination of both, or whatever. Then we might send an offer, an email about, you know, the experience or the convenience or the toys or the treats, like the products themselves, or it's an email about some more social proof, okay? In reality, most of the time we just send emails talking about our new offers. And the reason why that's effective is people don't, like if you keep sending the same email over and over again, and this is something we're guilty of in the past, we just do like first box free, after a while, people knew what the email said, so they stopped opening them, okay, and they were less effective. So by constantly switching things up, and like, you don't have to have 50 different offers coming out every month or every year, you can just rotate, go back and forward between maybe a discount and a free gift, and then maybe keep your emails seasonal as well. So obviously around different times of the year, summer, winter, Christmas, back to school, whenever you can keep your emails fresh. But the thing is, you have to send 2 emails per week, at least, and these emails have to be focused on one thing and one thing only, and that is sales. Okay, no newsletters, no following up, no community polls, nothing like that. We're talking about sales. Okay, so you're talking about sign up now. This is our new offer. Get it now before it goes away. And actually, by taking your offers away and rotating them, you actually can have real urgency. Okay, this offer will end soon. It might come back in 2 weeks or 3 weeks, but it will end soon. Okay, so believe it or not, that's all that we really do to get that many sales from our email list, okay? Now, of course, we're driving more traffic, but the reason we're able to drive more traffic is because our website converts and our emails convert like this, okay? And it's a simple job of paying for ads, driving more traffic into this system will increase our sales. So if you're telling me, oh, I'm terrified of driving ads, I don't have money for that, that's because you don't have these systems set up, because we never pay for ads unless they're going to return customers to us. So it's an investment in future revenue. Okay, so if that sounds like something you're interested in learning and implementing in your own business and maybe signing up 500 subscribers per month using email, then I highly recommend you check out my course, Subscription Box Email Secrets, which is reopening this week. Inside, you'll find all the frameworks, templates, coaching from me, 6-week live cohort in the Subscription Box Sprint. And we're going to take you through exactly how to set up all these systems in your business in the shortest amount of time possible, so you can start to live your dream subscription box life that you've always wanted. Thankfully, I've managed to create a life for myself that I've always wanted through my subscription box business. And I really want the same for you. And to do that, I'm offering my help inside of my course, Subscription Box Email Secrets, which opens this week and will close very soon. There's just 20 places available, and everyone listening here has an equal opportunity to get in, so I would not delay. And if you have any questions about the course or anything like that, you can ask me a question in my group or email me at gary@garyredmond.net. So that's it for today's episode. I hope this was helpful. Please go ahead and like and share the podcast as always, and get in touch with me if you have any questions about the course. I would be delighted to help you with your own subscription box business, and I will see you on the inside.